It seems like just 3 years ago the 2008 presidential race began,
doesn't
and
it?
now the Iowa caucuses are almost upon us. With that in mind, we continue our BPP occasional series in which we talk to the hometown journalists who have covered the candidates in a way the national media simply hasn't. Today, we get to Dennis Kucinich. Nationally, he has a high profile but low poll numbers and really little chance of winning his party's nomination. He is self-described as the most independent Democrat in the race, something he does a lot.
Congressman Kucinich, please.
As the only one on this stage who actually voted against the war and voted 100% of the time against funding the war, I have a rather unique perspective. And I was one of the few up here who actually spoke against having a nuclear dump in Nevada. And I'm the only one up here on the stage. I'm the only one up here who stands for a not-for-profit health care system. I'm standing for Medicare for All. There is no one else on this stage who is ready to take on the insurance companies directly.
You get the picture. Now, to get the local picture at the left-leaning, biofuel, bus-riding, anti-war candidate from Cleveland, we're going to bring in Sabrina Eaton. She's a political reporter at the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning.
So Dennis Kucinich was elected mayor of Cleveland in 1977, just 31 years old, the youngest mayor of a major American city. But under his watch, Cleveland became the first major American city to go into default since the Depression. Can you give us, in a nutshell, what happened?
Well, in a nutshell, what happened was Cleveland has a municipal power plant, and there was pressure to sell the municipal power plant to the local for-profit utility, which is called First Energy these days. At that time, it was called Cleveland Electric Illuminating Company. First Energy, as those of you on the East Coast might know, is the utility that was responsible for that big blackout that
those guys.
Yes. They do have a certain Keystone utility rep across the country. Anyway, Congressman Kucinich, when he was mayor, thought that selling the municipal power plant to CEI would be a bad idea. The banks that held Cleveland's notes, because as you know, most cities just don't like fork out all the money they need. You know, they just don't have it in the bank, so
sure,
they borrow it. They decided to call in the notes. There were a lot of interlocking directorships. You know, a lot of people who are on the banks, who are directors of these banks, were also directors of the utility, and so there's a certain conflict of interest element there. Anyway, so they did call in the notes, and Cleveland went into default.
Now, it's interesting, though. I want to play how Dennis Kucinich describes what happened. This is how he likes to frame that stand that he took.
I took a stand on behalf of the people of Cleveland to save a municipal electric system.
Now, what's the real story? Do the people in Cleveland see it as him taking a stand not to sell it to a private company?
I would say that they did, yes, and that that ultimately, as Congressman Kucinich does say in his campaign, he was proven correct. Years later, they did a study and determined that people in Cleveland who were using this municipal power were getting lower rates than those who were with private power companies, and in fact, they decided to expand the municipal power company because it was only serving about half the town, and so they made it bigger so it could serve more customers. So I would say that aspect of his bio that he touts is accurate. But I mean, you know, like everybody, he does tend to shade things in his favor, and
surely
there are many other aspects of his mayoralty that he does not tout on the campaign trail.
He served, he was ousted in 79, served again on the Cleveland City Council, then off the radar for a really long time until he beat this Republican incumbent for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in 96. Do we know what he was doing during that time?
He was living in California and New Mexico, is my understanding. He also had a very difficult time getting a job in Cleveland locally. One year, I believe he has said this previously, one year his income for the year was like under $100, so he was having difficulty finding jobs. I mean, he's run for numerous offices, and he ran for a lot of offices in that time and couldn't get elected to anything. It wasn't just over the municipal power. He was a very abrasive mayor, and he just provoked conflict with a lot of people over a lot of different issues. He was so unpopular, in fact, that, you know, when he was throwing out a first pitch at an Indians game, he wore a bulletproof vest. He fired the police chief on public television, and once a lot of just weird things went wrong. For instance, his brother, who just died, as you might recall, he has
Perry.
He's one of many Well, he has a very big family.
Yeah, one of seven kids.
One of seven kids. His youngest brother just died over the past week, and that brother has had mental health issues over the years. And, in fact, he robbed a bank in the middle of all this, dealings with the power company. And that wasn't, I don't think anyone held it against him, but it just sort of showed what a zoo his whole mayoral term was.
He was reelected, though, in 2002 with 74% of the vote. What's behind that?
That district is this very strongly Democratic district.
Okay.
The reason that there was a Republican there in the first place is that the prior Democratic incumbent got involved in, like, the House banking scandal and, in fact, was criminally indicted. And then the person who ran against the Republican's name was Martin Hoke, the person who ran against the Republican for the, you know, for his second term, you know, that got him reelected, he got indicted, too.
So the competition was lame is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm saying that, Martin Hoke was not, that was the guy who, the Republican, he was not, he was basically waiting to be knocked off.
So when you talk to people in this district and you talk to them about Dennis Kucinich, is there any one thing or one or two things that they point to and say, yeah, you know, Dennis Kucinich has really done this for his district. He's really accomplished X for their district.
His record of accomplishment is kind of, it's something that's being hotly debated quite a bit in his district at this time. And I think it will be, as Ohio's congressional primary comes up. The congressman, in fact, has his first serious primary challenge in a long time coming up. He's got four people running against him, including, in the past, he's had a couple of people who were just political non-entities throwing their name in there. Now he's got the mayor of North Olmsted. He has a very popular Cleveland City Councilman running against him, and that's just in the Democratic primary. Because that district is primarily Democrat, typically whoever wins the Democrat primary gets to be, gets a roll through. There's also a pretty well-respected Republican running against him, too. People in Cleveland, a lot of them feel that he's dropping the ball lately, since he's been running for president, on local issues. In the past, he's done things like, when there's a lot of plants that close down in Cleveland. That's something, a fact of life in the industrial Midwest. He's kind of tried to rally opposition to those sorts of things, to hospital closures. It's my understanding that his constituent service operation is really quite good in terms of, helping local folks out with Social Security and passport issues. But a lot of local officials, local mayors say that he just hasn't been around personally to devote time to things like the closure of a local Ford plant.
Sure.
That he's been able to do in the past while he's running for president.
Well, it sounds like Clevelanders are asking a lot of the questions that we've been asking this morning. Ohio people, I should say.
Yeah.
Hey, Sabrina Eaton from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks, Sabrina.
Well, thank you.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
NASCAR crashes are up. We'll discuss on the BPP.